think other podcasts love you as much as we do?
Is that a serious question?
No, it wasn't.
Pop-up Chinese.
Welcome to Pop-up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
Hi, 大家好,我是Echo.
And we like you and we think you're very good looking.
我们所有泡泡中文的用户,男的帅,女的漂亮.
Definitely. But today's elementary lesson goes out to those of you who have roommates who might be more conventionally attractive.
或者是有一些别人和你做这种,就你是他们的室友。
周末又在家待着
啊，这论文不还没写完呢吗？
希望昨天晚上没有打扰到你。
没有，习惯了。
哎，这对双胞胎呀。
啊，你不是说你这周末肯定出去吗？
对，原计划是这样，可是他们求了我。
卡萨诺瓦，我已经给你买了飞机票了。
哎呀，他们说卡萨诺瓦，求求你了。没办法。
So this is a bit long, a bit quick for an elementary lesson. But don't worry, we'll get through it.
好。
周末又在家待着。
周末又在家待着。
Staying in again this weekend?
啊，这论文不还没写完呢吗？
这论文不还没写完呢吗
？I'm still not finished this thesis.
希望昨天晚上没有打扰到你。
希望昨天晚上没有打扰到你。
I hope I didn't disturb you last night.
没有，习惯了。
没有，习惯了。
No, I'm used to it.
哎，这对双胞胎呀。
这对双胞胎呀。
Man, those twins.
啊，你不是说你这周末肯定出去吗？
你不是说你这周末肯定出去吗？
Didn't you say you were definitely going to be away this weekend?
对，原计划是这样，可是他们求了我。
对，原计划是这样，可是他们求了我。
Yes, that was the original plan, but they begged me.
卡萨诺瓦，我已经给你买了飞机票了。
卡萨诺瓦，我已经给你买了飞机票了。
But I already paid for the plane ticket for you, Casanova.
哎呀，他们说卡萨诺瓦，求求你了。没办法。
哎呀，他们说卡萨诺瓦，求求你了，没办法。
Ah, they said, Casanova, we're begging you.What was I supposed to do?
Hmm, 周末又在家待着。
啊，这论文不还没写完呢吗？
希望昨天晚上没有打扰到你。
没有，习惯了。
哎，这对双胞胎呀。
啊，你不是说你这周末肯定出去吗？
对，原计划是这样。可是他们求了我，
卡萨诺瓦，我已经给你买了飞机票了。
哎呀，他们说卡萨诺瓦，求求你了，没办法。
So the big thing that we wanted to point out here, that I specifically wanted to point out.
对，这今天的这个重点是 Brendan 最喜欢的。
Yeah, it's verb aspect.
Right.
Now, in English, we talk about verb tense, and in other European languages.
Mm-hmm.
In Chinese, we don't have tense. We have
对,
aspect.
我们没有。
And what aspect is basically the way that a verb is happening.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about tense as when a verb happened, Chinese verbs don't have that, but they do have how they're happening.
没错。
Right? And there's a great example of that right at the start of this dialogue.
周末又在家待着。
周末又在家待着。
Staying in again this weekend?
周末又在家待着。
Weekend, again, at home.
待着。
周末又在家待着。
待着。
What 这 does after a verb is it tells you that this thing is ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
The cool thing about this is it doesn't matter when you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You could be saying this weekend right now.
对。这个周末我在家待着。
Or you could talk about last weekend.
上个周末我在家待着。
And ditto with weekends in the future. It's all 这 all the way down.
对。下个周末我在家待着。
Now, stay is something that in English we also think of as a verb.
Mm-hmm.
But 这 is really describing not so much actions as states.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the time you'll see it in constructions where in English we wouldn't think about ing.
对，比如说门锁着。
Right, literally that's door locking.
对。
But in fact, what it's saying is the door is locked. 锁着 is describing the state.
门锁着。Or, 外面有两辆车停着。
Right, there are two cars parked outside.
外面有两辆车停着。
And notice that in English, again, we've got this parked, locked. We're talking about an action that's been completed. In Chinese, we're talking about a state.
对。
The door is locked. The cars are parked.
锁着，停着。Let's have some more examples. 去年这个时候，他读着中文系。
This time last year, he was studying in the Chinese department.
对，现在可能在读英文系。去年这个时候，他读着中文系。或者是，昨天他还谈着恋爱，今天就分手了。
Yesterday, he was in a relationship. Today, they broke up.
昨天他还谈着恋爱。今天就分手了。
谈恋爱 can be a verb, of course, like to date somebody or to see somebody, that kind of thing. But if you're talking about a state, it's more like to be in a relationship.
没错。昨天他还谈着恋爱，今天就分手了。
This is one of these slightly subtle points where if you're used to thinking of verbs in terms of English verbs, It takes a little while to get your head around it. Just remember, 这 is marking a state.
对。
周末又在家待着。
啊，这论文不还没写完呢吗？
希望昨天晚上没有打扰到你。
没有，习惯了。
哎，这对双胞胎呀。
啊，你不是说你这周末肯定出去吗？
对，原计划是这样，可是他们求了我。
卡萨诺瓦，我已经给你买了飞机票了。
哎呀，他们说卡萨诺瓦，求求你了，没办法。
So there you go, continuous verb aspect and amorous roommates. if you have any questions about the dialogue, if you've had a roommate like this, as many of us have,
欢迎你们和我们分享你的这个室友故事，或者是来问我们这些中文问题。
Yeah, and you know how to do that.
没错。
From Beijing, I'm Brenton.
我是 Echo.
Thanks for listening.
我们网上见吧。